Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. While you're turning, I'm going to drink. I only drink water. I'm not like the rest of y'all.
It's a formal habit. We need to have a discussion.
Yeah. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I told you y'all are nuts. Good night. I had to go to lunch today with Marcia and Ellen. And Ellen, and Leanne and Randy, and my mom and dad and my brother and I, and I leaned over to my brother and I said, look, I'm not sure they all took their meds, so be careful. All right? And at the end of lunch, guess who was taking meds back there? Marcia. all right. Yeah, right. We've heard them called everything now. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's start in verse 1. We'll read through verse 5. Let's read responsively. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And verse number 5, let's all read together, ready? Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And let's pray. Father, I need you tonight. Holy Spirit, please. Lord, I yield myself to you. May I be an instrument to meet the needs of the people here in this room tonight, please. In Jesus' name. Amen. There is a dearth in our land. We live in a rude world.
Yes, we do.
We really do. Our society is rude. People are in such a hurry to do what they want that they don't care about anybody but themselves while they do it. Black Friday shopping's coming. You know, the pushing and the shoving. You know, I hope I don't hurt anybody. No. but, you know, you see the animals that they put on the news from Black Friday shopping, from people pushing and running to get to something. Just people with no manners. We live in a rude world. People rush because they want to succeed and they don't care who they step on to get there. There's nothing wrong with success, but succeeding doesn't mean you step on everybody to get there. You can succeed without being a jerk.
Yes.
Did I say that nice enough? All right. We think as long as we get what we want, doesn't matter how we got it. Of course, this week is Thanksgiving, a day set aside originally to give God thanks for getting us through provisionally with food and things for another year. It wasn't a day of football and to gorge yourself. It was a day to get together and thank God that He gave us enough food throughout the harvest to last till the next year. May I say it, like most holidays, we've turned it into something that it's not. We really have. Why is it we can't live every day like Thanksgiving? I'm not talking about the amount of food you eat either. But I'm talking about an attitude of thankfulness. The Bible says, God says here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. This is in reference to before the rapture. Now, there are new Christians here. That's a new term to you. The Bible says that just as Jesus, after the resurrection, He went back into heaven. He said someday He's coming back in the clouds. The trump of God will sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are saved, alive and remain, shall be caught up together to meet Him in the clouds. Then there'll be a seven-year period called the tribulation. That's when the Antichrist will come and set up his kingdom on earth for 7 years. First 3.5 years will be peace. The second 3.5 years, there's not a nice way to say this, but it will be hell on earth. 21 judgments of God in 3.5 years will be placed on this earth. There'll be it'll be just colossal, unbelievable pain, suffering, destruction like the world has never seen. But that those last days are the last days before Jesus comes back at what we call the rapture. Now, may I say this? We're close to those days.
Yes, sir.
Bible says, as it was days of Noah and as it was in the days of Lot, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man be. We are approaching those days. I know this. We're closer than we were yesterday. Each day gets us one day closer. You say, is it going to be in our lifetime? I have no idea. We're to live as though it could be, and we're to work as though we have, as though it's going to be today. We don't know when it'll be. God tells us here, though, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, I want you to look at verse number 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Watch this. Unthankful. Unholy. By the way, if you read all those verses, it sounds like today's generation, does it not? Without natural affection, truce breakers, North Korea, false accusers. Mr. Kavanaugh faced that. President Trump faces that. False accusers. We could go on and on and on and on. So there is a generation that talks about being unthankful. May I say this? We live in a very unthankful generation.
Yes.
It's rare to go somewhere and do something for someone and hear the words, thank you. It really is. We were at the table today and a little waitress came by and she was filling water and taking our orders and different things. And each time she came and did something for either my wife or I, and if I wasn't in conversation with somebody, I would always say, thank you. I was taught please and thank you was the thing you were supposed to say. I still believe in holding the door for somebody, especially a lady or somebody older than I, which is a lot of people. But I believe that a man should hold the door for a lady. But I think it's also appropriate for a lady to say thank you. When I was in Bible college, you'd get some of these stuck-up girls, and you'd hold the door for about 400 girls as they walked through. And it could get a little ridiculous, but every once in a while, one of them just refused to say thank you. And as they would walk by, I'd say, you're welcome. They said, I didn't say thank you. I said, don't care, you're welcome anyway. Say why? I was trying to teach them some manners. I was taught if somebody did something nice, you ought to say thank you. We live in a very unthankful generation. It's gimme, gimme, gimme. It's not thank you. Now, we don't hear please and thank you much anymore. Used to be, when you traded business with somebody or you did business with someone, they said, thank you. Now, if you can even get a human being to do business with, you're doing good. It used to be, you would call somewhere and you talk to a person, and you would talk to them and you would hear yes or thank you or please hold. Now, good night. You can answer calls and it's like, yeah, what do you want? And it's a business. Not here. I still believe in being polite. Now, I'm not perfect at it. Neither are you, so don't worry. But I believe that, you know, there was a day when you were at the cashier at the grocery store, people said thank you. If somebody helped you with something, you said thank you. We lived in a thankful society. May I say this? We don't even say thank you in our homes much anymore. Don't raise your hands and don't groan. But I wonder when the last time, fellas, your wife made dinner, you said thank you. Yeah. I wonder when the last time that he put gas in the car for you that you said thank you. I wonder the last time that she washed your clothes and you went to your closet or your dresser and got clean clothes that you said thank you. You know, it doesn't have to be something big. It could be something very small. But we've lost that thankfulness in our country today. I call this being thankful in an unthankful generation. God tells us, by the way, God tells us that there will be a generation that is unthankful. Jesus said people will act this way. Can I tell you something? You don't have to. The rest of the world could act that way, but you don't have to. I love y'all. But I'm not going to act and misbehave just because somebody else is misbehaving. Right, Marcia and Ellen? I'm not going to... Yeah, you tried real hard to corrupt me, but it didn't work. Can I say something? Just because somebody else does it doesn't mean it's right for you to do it. Just because the general population doesn't do something doesn't mean that it's right for you to do. We're to act right whether anybody else does or not. I'm going to give you five things very quickly. Get your Bibles ready, and I'm going to show you what God has to say about thankfulness. Maybe it'll help you this week at your Thanksgiving time even. The Bible says, first of all, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now I want you to notice something. God says here, and notice God's words, God shows us, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he said, in everything, give thanks. He didn't say give thanks for everything. He said, in everything, give thanks. You might not like the fact that, amen, Brother Joe, you had your 10th car crashed in the last 2 years, 9th, yeah. But you got your 10th one, and you didn't have to hardly pay for it. He's not thankful that his other truck got totaled, but he got a better truck out of the deal. So he can give thanks in it. I'm thankful he didn't get hurt.
Amen.
Again. You know, in other words, in every situation, you can find something for which to be thankful for in that situation. I can't tell you that every situation I deal with is a good situation. But can I tell you something? I can walk away from it and say, thank God I don't have to go through that myself. If nothing else, I've learned. By the time I think I got a bad, I get about 3 phone calls and figure out everything's fine. You may be only able to say you're thankful it wasn't any worse. But it could be worse. You say, well, the prognosis is not good. I'm going to be afflicted for a long time with this. Well, the prognosis could be much worse. You can always be thankful that you're saved. If you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, can I tell you something? You've always got something to be thankful for.
Amen.
Folks, I'm not afraid of death. Now, I'm not looking for it to happen anytime soon. I've often told people, I'm not afraid to die. I just don't want to hurt while I do it. It's just not something I'm looking forward to, but I'm not afraid of it. I'm really not. You say, why? Because the moment I close my eyes here, I'm awake in heaven.
That's right, amen.
It's just crossing over Jordan's stormy banks very quickly. It's nothing to be feared as long as you're saved. May I say this? As long as you're saved, you got something to be thankful for. Did you know if you're saved, God doesn't record your sin in heaven? Your sin will never be held against you, no matter what it was. You will never be judged for your sin. I don't know about you. I know enough about me. I'm glad I'm not going to be judged for some of the things I've done. Amen? I'm glad I don't have to die and go to hell. I'm glad I don't have to suffer eternal punishment. And no matter how bad it gets, guess what? It's better than hell. I don't know how to say this nicely. Don't play being spiritual, being thankful for bad and painful things that happen.
Amen.
There's nothing so phony as, I smashed my finger with my hammer. Well, praise the Lord, I got to smash my finger. Yeah, right. You ought not be praising God that you smashed your finger. You ought to be praising God you got 9 left that don't hurt.
Amen.
All right? But, you know, too many of us try to be weird spiritually. we try to play this spiritual card. Well, I can be thankful that so-and-so's got cancer. I'm just so thankful that it's only this kind of... that's just kind of weird. Now, I think that we ought to be thankful for... we ought to find something in which to be thankful for. Kathy and Harry aren't thankful that Kathy's sister-in-law passed away yesterday. But may I say something? They are thankful that Harry got to win two of a niece and a nephew to the Lord yesterday.
Amen.
That's something in which to be thankful. Not thankful for the death, but thankful that somebody got saved because of it.
That's good.
You see, that's what God says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Can I tell you something? Let's be thankful in our homes for what each other does. If your children have chores around the house, be thankful when they get them done. Tell them, thank you.
Amen.
Well, bless God, that's what they're supposed to do. Can I tell you something? Maybe if you said thank you every once in a while, you wouldn't have to fight them to get it done. Maybe you ought to say thank you for the meal that you get, so it doesn't come upside your head. But we ought to, in everything, give thanks. I got to hurry. Number two, we need to sing thankfully. Turn to Book of Psalms. I didn't say well. I said thankfully. Psalm 69. Let me give you about three or four verses here. Psalm 69. Look at verse number 30. Psalm 69, look at verse number 30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. God says we ought to sing and praise God with thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse 4, you don't need to turn there. The Bible says, come before his presence with singing. And it also talks about with thanksgiving and enter into his gates with thanksgiving. God says we're supposed to do those things. Psalm 147. Turn to Psalm 147 quickly. That's right there at the end of the book of Psalms. Psalm 147, look at verse number 7. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises upon the harp unto our God. Can I tell you something? The music of today doesn't have thanksgiving to it.
You're right.
Be careful what music you allow to affect you. Your music ought to be music of thanksgiving, not the trash of the world today. Not stealing somebody's wife, not cheating on this person, not gambling, not the vile, satanic, evil rock music of today. The death rock and the goth rock and you name it, the shock rock and the broken rock and everything else, all right? What's wrong with singing thanks to God?
Amen.
What happened to it? There's a chorus we used to sing a lot. If you know it, you could sing it with me and drown me out. It goes like this. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Hey, what's wrong with singing songs like that? You ever get down and discouraged? Why sing to God and sing thankfulness? Tomorrow morning, about 11 hours from now, I'll be sitting in the woods. I'll be looking up at the sky, waiting on the deer to walk by, saying, thank you, Lord. Especially if that big old buck walks out in range, amen? I'll say, thank you, Jesus, and pull it in Jesus' name. Kaboom! Now, wait a minute. I can be thankful for that. I can be thankful that I don't get to shoot anything. I get to sit in tree stand. I get to be out in nature with God. I get to talk with the Lord for a while. I get to be with my brother and my dad tomorrow. Hey, there's a lot to be thankful for.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
We pass by so many things for which to be thankful. There's another fellow that hunts out at the farm where we're at. He's texted me off and on a little bit this afternoon. And he said, I'm going to be out there in the morning. I said, great. He said, I won't bother y'all. He said, Jim, I said, it's fine. I said, I hope you get one of those big ones. He said, but I want you to get one. I said, let's just all work at getting one. How's that sound? And I've helped him. He's shot bigger bucks out on that farm, and I've hunted that farm a long time. I helped him drag a big old buck last year. I was thankful. I'm happy for him. Good night. I've hunted for meat. You can't eat the antlers. Now, they're nice, but you can't eat them. Hey, man, you put them in a pot and boil them, you can't taste it. It's no good. So what's the difference? Now, yeah, it does look nice on the wall, and I'm not going to pass them up either. But I'm out there to enjoy what God has for us and what we're able to do. And I'm going to... Why is it that we get so nasty about things? Our music gets so nasty. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, you don't need to turn there, but Colossians chapter 2, the Bible says in verse number 16, I love this. That wasn't it, is it? Colossians 3, not Colossians 2. Yes, Colossians 3. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Watch this. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs gives thanks back to the Lord. Check your CDs. How much of the world's music gives thanks back to God? So we need to be sing or have our music centered around thankfulness. Next, Jeremiah chapter 30. That's in the Old Testament, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Jeremiah chapter 30. I want you to look at a verse here. Folks, my study Bible I'm wearing out, so I'm preaching out of a different copy of the Bible. Not a different Bible, but a different copy of the Bible. So my pages are sticking. Jeremiah chapter 30, look at verse number 19. The Bible says, "And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. In the voice of them that make merry, I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, they shall not be small." I want you to know something. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Yes. Thankfulness should proceed out of us. Amen. It ought to be a very natural thing to say, thank you. It should flow. It should come out of us. It should be as natural as breathing. We ought to say thank you everywhere we go. Yes, whether somebody says you're welcome back or not. Yeah. Our manners should not be based on what others do around us. We ought to do right no matter what. I hate to say it this way. I enjoy holding the door open for ladies. It was something I was taught to do that's the right thing to do. Do you know how many women have chewed me out for holding the door? I can get the door myself. I said, well, not around me. My dad's still alive. He'd whoop me if I let you walk through without holding it. So just hang on. I can do it. I won't mention who it was, and I won't tell on them, and neither should their dad. But one of our teenage young ladies this morning was headed for the door. I said, "You touch that finger, touch that door, I'll break your fingers." I was about two steps behind her, and she turned around, looked at me. I said, "I'll get that door," and I reached and I opened the door for her. Say what? Because that's the right thing to do. Now I played it a little bit. It was a little harsh, but they needed it. It was just a playful way to say, "Let me get the door for you." Can I tell you something? I think that that was a 2-for-1 deal on that one. That was pretty good. Can I tell you something? Our manners shouldn't be based though off of what somebody else does. We ought to be thankful no matter what. Being truly thankful is not some warm, squishy feeling. It's just something that is natural from you. We don't need to make a big deal out of it in front of others. That's called being a Pharisee. Hey, did y'all see this? Watch this. Let me hold the door for you. Wrong answer. We're not supposed to make a big show of it. Now, if you're training your children, I understand, and the smaller they are, the more dramatic things need to get. But I know when we were rearing our boys, I'd make them go practice at home holding the door for mom or for their sister. Usually just mom, they would slam it in front of their sister. But you have to teach them and train them. Good night, it got to be a race who could get to the door first to hold the door open for somebody. That's what we're talking about. Thankfulness ought to proceed out of us. That's what it's all about. Then we ought to pray with thanksgiving. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Oh, I love this verse. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Right.
Everybody look at me for a second. If you had to go ask somebody for something, the worst thing in the world to do is to walk up to them and say, "Hey, buddy, I need something. Can you help me right now?" And then after, if they did get through that and they did help you and you didn't say anything, you just said, "All right," and walked away. And then a week later, you come up and say, "Hey, I need your help again. Last week you did this. Could you..." And no thankfulness. Do you think you're going to get a second chance at that? What's the difference with God? God's not an Aladdin's lamp that you rub it and the genie pops out and you tell him what you want and he gives you whatever you want. I think the more you're thankful you are to God, the better chance you have of getting what you're asking for. I really believe we beg and beg and beg and beg and beg and beg God for things, and then when he gives us, we say thanks once and that's it. I think you ought to take as much time to thank him for it after you got it as you did begging him to get it. We've been begging God and begging God for that building right there. I don't go out there and do a lot of praying. I go out and do a lot of thanking right now. I'll drive on and say, "Lord, thank you for our sign. Thank you for Brother Larry working on it. Thank you for that building, for our property." Guess what? When we have a need, guess who's ready to jump in and help us? Say, who touches the heart of somebody that gives you $100,000 because you took time to thank God for what he did give you?
Right.
Brother Barnes knows this is true. He was on the property with me. Somebody wanted to see the church property. Drove out there, met him on a Saturday late morning, showed him around a little bit. They shook my hand to leave and put a piece of paper in my hand. I didn't open it. I just stuck it in my pocket, got in my truck. We drove off. I reached in my pocket, opened it up, and it was a $10,000 check. God's my witness. Brother Barnes was there. I didn't ask for anything. I knew nothing. You say, "How's that happen?" Because I've been out there praising God, thanking him for everything he's been doing. I haven't asked you for it. I didn't ask any of you for it. I just said, "You be faithful doing what God wants you to do. God take care of the rest." And look what God's doing. Man, it's exciting. You see, we should take as much time thanking him after he answers us, even if it's no.
Right.
Did you know no is not a bad answer?
That's right.
You're looking at one preacher that you can tell me no. Not right now. I know how you all think. But I promise you, I won't ask you without saying this first. I'm going to ask you to do something, but no is not a bad answer. I asked Brother Randy if he would fill in at the piano when Kirsten's not able to be here. And I said, "Brother Randy, no's not a bad answer. You can tell me no, and I'll take it." There are people sitting here right now, you've told me no several times, and nothing strained. Say why? Because maybe it's not a good time. Maybe it's just not the right time for you. That's fine. We'll figure it out. No's not a bad answer. Do you want? There are sometimes no is the best answer. There are some things that God has said no to that later I said, "Thank you, Jesus. That first girl I dated in college, I'm glad God said no, and I'm glad I listened." Mm-hmm. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something? Sometimes we need to thank God that he said no. Sometimes no is a very good answer. Have you ever been about to do something, God said no, then later you found out somebody did it and how bad it turned out? Sometimes we need to say, "Man, am I glad I listened." Boy, that's good.
Amen.
Next. And I'll finish with this. Turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Look at verse number 3. 1 Timothy chapter 4, look at verse number 3. Actually, let's look at verse 4. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. We need to learn how to receive with thanksgiving. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 4. Some of you are still looking. 1 Timothy 4, 4. For every creature of God is good, especially deer. And nothing to be refused, big rack or small rack or no rack, if it be received with thanksgiving. Dear Jesus, thank you for putting it out there. Kaboom, amen. Now, wait a minute. You laugh at that, but we should be thankful for it. I've got very little use for somebody who just goes out and kills things and just leaves it lay. Amen. Or cut the horns off of it and leave it lay and rot. What a waste. Check the stupid thing in. Call me. I've got families that'll take it. Trust me. I don't believe in wasting it. I think there's a purpose for it. But did you know? Let's practice something. Everybody say this with me. Say thank you. Ready? One, two, three.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you know that's not hard to say? Those two words are not hard to say, but how little do we hear them anymore? Did you know there used to be something called thank you notes? And it wasn't on an E thank you note either. It was actually written with a pencil or a pen on a piece of paper. It was actually sent through the U.S. Postal Service, and most of the time it got there. You know, thank you notes are a thing of the past. I think it's criminal that we do things and then we never thank somebody for it. Can I tell you something? Let's not get a bad attitude with somebody if they're not as thankful for something as you are. Just because it means more to you than it does to the person that got it doesn't mean you should get a bad attitude because they weren't as thankful as you. Who made you God in the rule of what is thankful? Yes. Why does everybody have to view life through your eyeballs? You know, who are you to judge somebody for how thankful or how unthankful they are? Well, I don't believe in their sincerity. There's only one that can judge sincerity, and that's God. Quit playing God. I get preaching today, and preachers across our country today are getting into this sincerity stuff. How sincere a person is. And can I tell you something? There is no rule of sincerity in there. You can't barometer sincerity. Well, you have to get saved, you have to sincerely do this. How do you judge how sincere somebody is? To get to heavens, all you got to do is realize you're a sinner. Because you're a sinner, you deserve hell, and that Jesus Christ paid your sin debt for you. And if you'll trust what he did to take you there, bless God, you're going to heaven.
Amen.
That fast. Say, well, how sincere are they? If you're sincere enough to go through all that and do what he said, you got enough sincerity to get to heaven. Well, you have to have a changed life. Oh, you're adding works to it? And now you're playing God. But the same is true with thankfulness. Who are you to judge how thankful somebody is?
Amen.
Maybe they didn't respond thankfully the way you did, but maybe they truly were thankful. Maybe there's thankfulness coming and it's delayed and you don't know it and you've already judged them. Everybody doing all right? Let's learn to be thankful about all things. When's the last time you walked up to your boss and thanked him for your paycheck? Yep. Well, he owes that to me. I work for him. I'm so glad that I'm thankful still for a paycheck.
Yes, sir.
My secretary writes my paycheck and gives me my paycheck every week. I don't think very often, if ever, I've not thanked her for it and for all the work that she does. Yeah, buddy. What's wrong with thanking the waitress at the restaurant? Well, she didn't do a real good job. Have you ever had a bad day? When's the last time you thanked somebody at work for working with you, whether they did a good job or not? Okay, this one's going to get personal. When's the last time you were thankful while driving? When you waved at him with all of your fingers. Yeah. You know, I'm one of those people that when they pass me, they think they know me because I'm just waving and having a good time. I like watching people go. When's the last time you let somebody else go at the stop sign instead of trying to crash into them because you wanted to go first? Yeah. Yeah, I went from preaching to meddling, didn't I? Preaching on your sin now. Can I tell you something? We wouldn't have problems with quote-unquote road rage if everybody wasn't so stinking selfish.
Amen.
The Bible talks about an unthankful generation. But yet God told us how we could be thankful in an unthankful generation. Just because they're doing it doesn't mean we have to do it. We need to be thankful in this unthankful generation. Let's be thankful to God. Let's be thankful to one another. Let's be thankful to people that aren't even a part of the church, so to speak. I deal with a lot of people. Let's be thankful in our business dealings. Follow me around sometime. I'll promise you, people that do business where I do business, I've got a fairly good reputation because I like people. If I send you somewhere and say, tell them I sent you, you'll find out preacher's got a fairly good reputation because he's been kind and thankful. That's how you do it. Let's be kind. Let's be thankful. Let's live thankfully in an unthankful generation. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. Who would say, preacher, if I die today, I am 100% sure, I know for sure I'm going to heaven when I die. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. You can put your hands down. I believe that was every hand. Who would say, preacher, somewhere in that sermon was something I needed today. I needed that. Would you raise your hand? Oh, my soul. Many, many, many hands. In a moment, you may put your hands down. In a moment, the piano begin to play. When the piano begins to play, we'll stand to our feet. When we stand to our feet, if the Lord had something in that sermon for you, if you can get to the altar here, you come. If you just like to stay seated at your seat and pray for a moment, you may. But if the Lord's working on your heart, how about you tell him about it? Maybe there's somebody here you need to say thank you to. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's just to God.